Brixton queen, living a life like a backstreet dream, telling my lies when the truth was clear. I think she knew what I wanted to hear. Spin them around like a wheel on fire, walking on tightrope and love's highway. Fatal attraction is where I'm at, there's no escaping me. I just wanna be I'm lying in the midnight hour, holding you just like a dream. Love is never what it seems when we touch, and you're holding me.
Many, many hits. What hit would you say really made you realise you had access to the world? Was it Wanna Be Close to You? Which one was it?
You know, it's very strange because, you know, I didn't come from a very rich family. My family is a very poor, not poor, but a working class family. So everywhere and every year, I felt like I was growing. So from the first song I put out there, to my first international hit was probably Strolling On. I felt like there's something there, and whatever it is, I'm going to grab it with my two hands. You know what I'm saying? And then I got more success with Should I. I think probably landing in the United States made me feel like, yeah, wow, I could leave the little Southeast London or England and be able to be performing and have success in the national pop charts of the billboards in the United States. And then it was crazy because Wild World went into the country western charts as well. Even Sly and Robbie them and everybody from Jamaica was kind of going, yo, kid, that don't, an anomal, it's an anomal. It just meant so much to me that Jamaica was also endorsing what I was doing. Dennis Brown and Third World them coming up to me and saying, my, you know, they really appreciate and love what I was doing. Gregory Isaac, Freddie McGregor, all these people taking my name and bringing it back to Jamaica. I would read articles of them saying, you know, look out for this kid here coming out of England. That meant so much to me. We were so used to music coming this way, yes, into England, that we were able to bring or send something back. Wow, don't you feel like we landed? It just gives you a feeling that, you know, beyond money and all that kind of stuff, we had a sense of belonging. We were somebody.
And I know when I went to Jamaica the first time, hearing a British artist,
yeah,
being played by The Pool and on the radio made me think, oh my gosh, you know, because, yeah, it's interesting that feeling that it gives you, because it's like, well, actually, they do appreciate what, yes, we've given them. They do.
And they have done for a while. It's just that a lot of people don't really bring the information back. You know what I'm saying? Because you'd be surprised, you know. I've traveled a lot of places in this world. I probably more than less. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the appreciation for what they have for reggae music coming out of England, you'd be very surprised.
Now we're going to go to your new album.
Yeah.
Easy to Love.
That's me.
And it's out on the classic reggae label VP.
Yes.
What album number is this, Maxi?
I'm going to guess. I think it's 13. I'm not sure. People normally tell me how many albums I got out there. Because I chose to work with VP because I felt like, you know, this is the foundation. This is the home of reggae music as a record company and also as a... So I was like, I want to do this. If history goes down, I want this to be remembered, that I've done something with VP them, you know?
You've collaborated with many artists. And
Beris.
Yes, Beris Hammond, Without a Woman as well. So, you know, you both like to do your love songs, don't you? So
oh, most definitely. You know, love is the key. Love is the key, regardless of what. And not all of us, you know, can be a Burning Spear or a Bob Marley or a Sizzler or a Chronix. You know what I'm saying? We all have to find our own niche. You know, culture is our thing, and I always have a cultural song on the album. That's one of the things that Dennis Brown and them would always say to me, you know, because I'm a Dennis Brown man.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? When I started out in this, I would always want to sound and sing like Dennis Brown. You know, Dennis would always say to me, "My yo, you're nice, man. You build your own a thing." Because he would always encourage me to somewhat just find your own notch.
You've hooked up with Sly and Robbie again.
Oh.
Which they are.
That's an inevitable.
Two of the most chilled men in the business, aren't they? Did you have a game of dominoes before you set out to record?
No, that's with Beris. That's with Beris. With Beris, you have to do some Ludo and some dominoes before we even start a note. The way they do stuff in Jamaica, it allows you to relax and chill and somewhat approach the music in just a kind of a natural progression. It gives the song time to soak into you.
Talk about all the places and all the things you've seen a man do. But I guarantee there's no replacing a heart that runs deep for you. We love hard with a strength that a million people couldn't. With all the money in the world, diamonds and pearls means nothing if I don't have you. This is a man's world. It wouldn't go a day, it wouldn't go a day without a woman. We can conquer the world. It wouldn't mean a thing. Without the love from a woman, a woman, yeah, a woman, a woman.
Best of luck with the album.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
And thank you for stopping by.
Hey, you know, Manchester has always been a special place for me for many, many, many a years. You know, I can remember playing Sound System back in the day. I remember once I played in a small club here once, and I played on this. It was like a little round table that they had me standing on performing. So